Good morning, everybody. Happy birthday to all of the birthdays of the month of Teves. Fascinating. I see Sharon. Hello, Sharon. Good to see you. Today is the 10th. It's Tes Teves. Tomorrow is Asara B'Teves, more prominently known. There is an old minhag quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that Jews used to fast on Ches, Tes, and Yud Teves. Okay? Anyone know why you fast on the ninth of Teves? Some say, I'm not going to say this is the reason. Is because Ezra HaSofer died on the ninth of Teves. There's a whole other history towards the ninth of Teves and other reasons as to why it fast. I urge you today, go online. Dr. Schneer Lyman, famous historian, has a whole discussion uncovering the nature of the ninth of Teves. He argues that Paul died on the ninth of Teves, and Paul, why are we fasting, was like a double agent. And the Jewish people, leadership at the time that Christianity was starting, sent him in to Christianity to make reform to Christianity, to change it. Why? It was too similar. When it started, it was like you didn't know whether you were joining Judaism or joining Christianity. Everything was on Saturday, their Sabbath and our Sabbath. The holidays, everything was very, very similar. And the simple person was getting very, very confused. So the Jews, one second, needed somebody to go in to shake it up. And Paul literally dedicated his life to doing this. And there is an old, I forgot what sefer it was from, an old source that Shaul HaKippa, Saul, right? Paul, Saul. HaKippa is a tower, died on the ninth of Teves. So who is that? So I think there's a tradition that Paul also spent most of his life, at the end of his life, in a tower. What was he doing in a tower? He segregated himself from the rest of society to do tshuva for what he did. There is even a Mesorah tradition about Nishmas. Nishmas is a very holy tefillah. We have no idea who wrote Nishmas. There is a Mesorah that Paul wrote Nishmas as a way of tshuva. It's a way of tshuva. Okay, so check it. We're celebrating today. Instead, we'll fast tomorrow. The reason why we don't fast 3 days in a row, it's hard for us to do that. So we have all these fasts in mind tomorrow on the 10th of Teves. We are in chapter 7. Yes, Mendy. To the city.
So this is Rabbi Wine's tapes.
Oh, yeah.
The way he said was, what they had in the first 100 years of ever Christianity,
yeah,
we have 613 mitzvahs.
Yeah.
They had 614. It was the same thing, except for one thing. They believed in JC.
Right.
That was the only thing.
Right, really so different. The overlapping was dangerous. Dangerous.
So what do you call it? That's why we put in, according to him, the Shemoneh Esrei 19 brachos, they put in the Lav Hashidim, kind of say to these people, if they were coming into shul, the daven with them, they didn't want them there.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Chapter 7. Chapter 6, we learned about the Aron is now back with the Jewish people. It was taken captive by the Plishtim. And now Beit Shemesh couldn't handle it. There was a terrible tragedy that happened in Beit Shemesh and possibly throughout the entire nation. So they need to bring it somewhere else. And they decide that they're going to ask Kiryas Yearim to take it in. But I have here in front of me, I discovered that there's a website called hatanach.org. Hatanach, H-A-T-A-N-K-H. Academic spelling of Tanakh. has on its website something really, really cool. You click on any chapter in all of the three book, Tanakh, 24 books of Tanakh, and you can click on map. And it'll give you a map of what it looked like back then, like where the cities were, as accurately as they can identify. So here, Kiryas Ya'arim, it's like hard to see over here. I can actually show people over here. Kiryas Ya'arim is a little bit south of Beit Shemesh. Okay, it was a relatively close. It was a nice walk, it seems like. Relatively close to Beit Shemesh. And it was in the city or the region of Binyamin. It belonged to Binyamin. Why is that significant? The future Beis HaMikdash is going to belong to Binyamin. Where the Aron is Binyamin's. It's Binyamin and Yehuda together. So Vayevo, let's begin. Anche Kiryas Ya'arim Va'alues Aron Hashem Vayevio Sal Beis HaMikdash Vagiva V'Elazar Beno Kitchu Lishmoras Aron Hashem. So the people of Kiryas Ya'arim, they came out to greet the Aron. We're already seeing a contrast here. Whereas the people of Beit Shemesh were working and eating and busy while they were like, oh, great to see the Aron's here. They took time, they stopped. Like yesterday, we had a beautiful Sefer Torah. It's beautiful. You didn't like, what'd you do? You were dancing. You were in the moment of the, you know, basking in that simcha. So they brought it to a person, Avinadav, Bagiv'ah, wanting to tell him where he lives. Some of Farshim point out there are probably two Avinadavs in that day. And they went to the Avinadav that was in the Giv'ah. And who helped out? His son, Elazar, Kidshu Lishmor Es Aron Hashem. What does it mean? Sanctified to guard. Radak says, Lishmar Bayesh Ahaya Bo Aron, Sheyiya Bitara, Ulchabit Ulrabit Tifne Hashem. So not only do they have a separate place for the Aron, but Elazar's job was to sweep the floors. Lchabit means to sweep, Lurabit means to mop. Not only they mop, they sponge up in Israel. They clean the floors in front of the Aron. It's very respectful. Right, they treated this way better than anybody else could have imagined. Vahimiyom Sheves Aron Bikiris Yarim, Vayirbu Hayamim, Vayihiyu Esrim Shana, Vayinahu, thank you, Kol Beis Yisrael, Acharei Hashem. The Aron stayed there for 20 years. It's a big deal. For the next 20 years, beginning now, the Jewish people did not have a place to go to. They didn't have a Mishkan. They didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Aron is kept in Avinadav's house, like his garage. It wasn't out for public display. It wasn't a place where people came to daven. Maybe some people did, but that wasn't the focus. It really was completely secluded, as if the Jewish people didn't deserve to have that zechus to be around the Aron. Have the 20 years. The Malbim points out we have 11 years left of Shmuel's leadership at this time. 2 years of Shaul. Shaul was only king for 2 years, even though I think he gets way more, we'll see, a lot of coverage in Tanakh, more than other, you know, you have some Shoftim. We learned last year they get a chapter for 40 years. Shaul's going to get like 5, 6, 7, 8 chapters, and he has 2 years. It's like disproportionate. And then 7 years of David until David is king over the whole people and in Yerushalayim. And then he brings the Aron from Avinadav's house. We'll learn that. That's Shmuel Beis chapter 6 about how he brings it from Avinadav's house to Yerushalayim. Okay. And here, Vayenahu kol b'nei Beis Yisrael acharei Hashem. The resulting of all of this causes the Jewish people to recalibrate their values. Stop and pause and say, oh my gosh, something huge just happened. We lost a terrible war to the Plishtim. Tens of thousands of Jews were killed. Then we lost the Aron. The Aron came back, and then we lost more people. So this was like an inflection point for the Jewish people, fledgling nation. Again, it's only a few hundred years into their time in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Israel. They still don't yet have a base of Mikdash. And we're still not sure. The jury's still out. What's going to be? Is this going to be something that's long-lasting? Is it not? They're not where they thought they would be when they first entered the land in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. Vayomer Shmuel, Pasuk Gimel, El Kol Beis Yisroel, Lemor, Im B'chol Levavchem Atem Shavim El Hashem, Hesiru Es Elohei Anecham Yitochachem, Ashtaros Bechinu Levavchem El Hashem, Yivduhu Levado Ve'etzel Eschem Yad Vishnem. Shmuel tells the people, all the people, that you need to do tshuva. First, you have to remove all of the Elohei Anechar Mitochachem, all of the foreign idols from amongst you, and straighten your hearts to connect with Hashem, to focus on your relationship with Hashem. Where did he say this? When did he say this? Doesn't say. Just says that Shmuel said it. So Das Sofer points out that this was Shmuel's like rallying cry. You know how people like certain leaders, after they die, you're able to like, oh, this was their main points. Nira Sha'asa came b'chol his damnus b'chol es. Whenever Shmuel had a platform to speak, this is what he said. Get rid of your Elohei Nechar, get rid of it, and start to prioritize your values of focusing on Hashem. V'ivduhu levado. Many of the Mefarshim point out here, while at this moment the Jewish people had prophecy and they saw Hashem, they still were worshiping idols at the same time. They didn't think it was a stira. It wasn't a contradiction. I can worship idols and believe in God. Right? I could do both. What's wrong with doing both? No problem. Shmuel needed to uproot all of the idol worship from the entire land. That's what he did. At this moment, whenever this moment was, we'll see more specifically, they started to get rid of everything. And we know that already from Shoftim, the Jewish people started fashioning their own idols. It wasn't like they needed to go to the idol shops of the non-Jews and the Gentiles that lived in Israel. They had them on their own. They started to get rid of everything. Parenthetically, when at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, after the story of Dinah and Shechem, what does Yaakov tell all the sons? Also, get rid of your Elohei Anechar that you have with you. So there maybe they took it from Shechem. There maybe some of them were worshiping, but it was there. Vayomer Shmuel. So Shmuel now sees this as a moment where he can gather all the people together, and maybe, just maybe, this could bring the Jewish people to the next level. And what we're going to see now to the end of the chapter is that Shmuel, we don't really know much about Shmuel's leadership over the Jewish people. Now, if you go back and you think about people that led the Jewish people, Shmuel, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov, Yitzchak, David, you know about how they led the people. Shlomo, we know very little. Shmuel wrote his book, right? We don't know much about how he leads his people. This is really the only, the next few is a glimpse into his leadership. Vayomer Shmuel kivtzu es kol Yisrael hamitzpasa vespalel ba'adacham el Hashem. So he collects all the people, and they all gather in the mitzvah to daven Hashem. The mitzvah was a central location. It was a location where everybody can gather towards. And Shmuel can stand a little higher up, like a bima, kilu, and connect to the people. And listen what he tells them. Vayikabsu hamitzvasa. What does he do? He tells everybody to daven. First and foremost, Vespalel Badcham El Hashem. We're going to daven on our behalves to Hashem, that Hashem helps us out. Veikabtsu ha-mitzpasa v'ishavu mayim yishpechu b'fnei Hashem v'yatsumu b'yom ahu. So they gather together by the mitzvah. What does v'ishavu mayim mean? Shafte mayim b'sason. What did they do? What? They drew water and they poured the water out before Hashem. V'yishpechu b'fnei Hashem v'yatsumu. They fasted. Appropriate. Tomorrow is a fast day. Vayomer sham chatanu l'Hashem. We sinned before God, and Shmuel judged the people before, you know, in the mitzvah. Vayishpechu hamayim. Now listen to this. What does this mean? The Chida has a perush on the Tanakh. It's called Chomas Enoch, and here he writes. He quotes the Yerushalmi. V'chi mayim shafchu. Did they pour water? Where'd they get water from? They had a lot of water. They just poured water. Elashafchu libam. Really, what it refers to is they poured out their hearts. And they poured out their hearts to Hashem. Vayishpachu lifnei Hashem. Shifchi kamayim libeich nochach pnei Hashem. That's a pasuk anyone know where? Famous. What? From Eicha. Thank you. Thank you, Abe. From Eicha. Vayishabu mayim v'archatzu. Then he says another pshat. So beautiful. El ha-perish vayishabu mayim. They drew up divrei Torah. Mayim chayim. Vayishbechu kol ma she'ayah b'libam mi'divrei ha'olam v'leitzanus. They got rid of all of the cynicism that was inside of them. And they drew up Divrei Torah that they shared at this moment. Right? When the Jewish people are together, when everyone's gathered together, it's so important to share Torah. And they confessed, they sinned, they did tshuva. And the problem is, whenever the Jewish people gather together, this is a cause of concern for who? The Gentiles. Right? So the Plishtim hear this, that all the Jewish people are gathered in the mitzvah. Vayalu sarnei Plishtim bazik zayin el Yisrael. Vayishmu b'nei Yisrael vayiru nipnei Plishtim. The sarnei Plishtim go towards Israel, the governors, the five of them. B'nei Yisrael hears this, and they're afraid. Anytime the Jewish people gather, what do the Plishtim think? Uh-oh, why are they gathering? They want to fight against us. We just beat them in war. So they gather, right? They escalate. What happens? No one's going to press the off button. Vayomru, b'nei Yisrael al Shmuel. So the Jewish people now say to Shmuel. What do they say to Shmuel? Al tacharesh mimenu mizog al Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu v'yoshienu miyad haplishtim. Don't tell us to stop. We're going to dive in. Al tacharesh mimenu mizog al Hashem. Yoshienu miyad haplishtim. We know what helps when the worst. So why should we stop? We're not going to gather now and get into our, you know, war formation. Right now, we're going to double down, and the emphasis is going to be on davening towards Hashem, right? To think, how do we win our wars? How are the wars won? So he takes one tle, a small little, what's a tle? What does English say? What's a tle? A little lamb. A lamb alone. Okay. Vayaleu ola kalil Hashem. Right? The lamb represents the Jewish people. The 70 wolves around one lamb. So Shmuel is makriv, a lamb, which he's allowed to do outside of the Mishkan. There's no Mishkan. Now, bamos are allowed. Vayizak Shmuel el Hashem ba'ad Yisrael Vayaneu Hashem. So Shmuel now cries out Hashem. Vayizak Shmuel. Shmuel cries out with the language Vayizak. What's fascinating is that we have words, different words for tefillah. Generally, the Das Sofer points out that the word za'aka is used by the Shoftim and by Shmuel. Za'aka is more like a scream, more of a personal, you know, relationship type of cry. Tefillah might be more formulaic, right? It's hard to daven sometimes when you, with words, when you have so many emotions. Going through such a tough, difficult time, it's very hard to do that. Vayizaku lifnei Hashem, they screamed out to God. If you have that relationship with Him, then you don't always need, you don't need a book to daven, and a yell at God. Vayishmua ma'aleh ha'olah plishtim nigshu la'melchama v'Yisrael, vayareim Hashem b'kol gadol v'yomahu al plishtim. So Shmuel, while Shmuel is bringing the korban, the plishtim come closer and closer and closer. What does Hashem do? Vayareim Hashem b'kol gadol. God lets out huge, thunderous noises from the sky that causes the plishtim to run away. They're completely confounded, they're confused, and they run away. Right? That's not the first time something like this has happened, where God intervenes, or the people themselves, the enemy themselves, decides that things are going to, they're just afraid. So they're just afraid. They run away. So they run away, the Jewish people now chase them, and they're able to overwhelm and overcome the plishtim at this moment. Now you have to concretize the moment. Jewish people win the war. What's going to happen next? Vayikach Shmuel Evan Achat. He takes one rock. Vayasein bein haMitzvah bein haShein. He puts this rock between the mitzvah where they were standing, and between the Shein, another location. The Shein is probably a large rock that looks like a tooth. It's very sharp. A Sela is like a sharper rock. Vayikra Shema Evan haEzer. The rock of helping. Vayomer Adhena Azarunu Hashem. Adhena, until this moment. Where do we say the words Adhena Azarunu Adhena? We began with it, actually. It happens to be Nishmas. No? Avraham Fried made that line in Nishmas into a song, I believe. Adhena Azarunu Hashem. Until this moment, at this moment, God saved us. Vayikanu HaPlishtim V'lo Yasfu Od Lavo Bigvul Yisrael. The Plishtim were subdued. But he yad Hashem b'plishtim kol yemei Shmuel. The plishtim now, from this moment on, in the times of Shmuel, were completely gone. We're going to see, we always assume, like, there are always enemies attacking Jewish people, which is not wrong. It's correct. But which people matters? At this moment, this was, Navi's telling us, was the final blow. The plishtim stopped fighting. You know? The Egyptians, at a certain point, modern history, said, that's it, peace treaty, we're done. We're done fighting you guys. I'll vie with the other nations. Okay, but not yet.
Can I ask Nathan,
go ahead.
What was the purpose of the rock?
What was the purpose of the rock? Yeah. To concretize the miracle that happened, that the Jewish people won this war. We do things... Say it louder.
That's not like similar to Avodah Zorah. Perhaps it is Avodah Zorah.
We make monuments all the time. You know, that Lavan and that Yaakov made a monument together. Avraham makes Mizbachot. We make monuments to celebrate and recognize Hashem. You know, especially when there is no Mishkan, there's no temple to go to. These places of monuments are significant. Yaakov made one in Beit El when he saw the dream of the ladders and the angels going down and going up. So at this moment, the Plishtim, what we learn is that the Plishtim in this previous war from two chapters ago had stolen cities back from the Jewish people in Israel. They returned to all these cities. Me'ekron ve'adgas ve'etzgulon hitzil yad plishdim ha'ish shalom ben Yisrael ve'en ha'emori. And at this moment, the plishdim, and there was peace, not only with the plishdim, if we could see that we could subdue our enemies, then other foreign nations are also going to stop. So the Emorim also stopped. Vayishbot Shmuel es Yisrael kol yemei chayav. Okay? Now, pause. There are three parts to this chapter. Part number one is the Aron now is in Kiryas Yaarim. That's going to stay there for a very long time, 20 years. Part two, the Jewish people gathered together, did tshuva, and as a result of that tshuva, Hashem placed the enemy literally in their hand, in the silver platter. In the silver platter. Part three, we see the model of Shmuel's judgehood, leadership. Judgehood is a word, probably not. Okay, Ve'ishpot Shmuel es Yisrael kol yemei chayav. So Shmuel judges the Jewish people his entire life. V'halach midei shana b'shana, v'sava beis el v'hagyagav ha-mitzvah, v'shafat Yisrael's kol ha-mekomos ha-ilah. What does Shmuel do? What? Circuit? Yeah, but what does he do here? He goes around. Why is he going around? Oh, so you're saying he doesn't trust anybody else, so he's the only judge.
Maybe he's training others.
He's training others. What else? What else do we see here? Why is he going around? It's so important. So I think on one level, he's making sure. You can say in a positive way, he's inspiring. You know, sometimes leaders live in their own ivory tower. They live in their own house, the palace. No one ever sees them. So they, how do you know them? Just by their decrees, by their executive orders. Whatever they're going to send out, that's how you know them. That's not the type of leadership that Shmuel wanted. Shmuel went out to meet the people. And every year he made sure to go around to major cities, not just to check in to see the court systems going. So that's important because corruption can happen very easily. Especially back then, there was very little oversight. But in addition, we knew that if you encountered with Shmuel, you became inspired. That within itself is so significant. The Ramban writes, in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, we learn about the Shkalim. The Ramban writes that each and every year, everyone needs to bring Chati Shekel. So how do you do it? You sent it in the mail? Maybe, right? Taxes, January 1st. You sent it in the mail. Now they say, okay, you sent it in the mail. The Ramban writes is that Moshe and Aaron came out to the people and people brought their Chati Shekel to them. So that didn't need to happen. You didn't need to have Moshe and Aaron waste their time to go out to people and collect the Chati Shekel. They can mail it in. Yeah, but if you want the people to connect to Moshe and Aaron, you want them to interact with them, to encounter Moshe and Aaron, to be inspired by them, then you need to come out to your people. So that was it's a different model of leadership than maybe we're used to. Uchuvaso haramasa, uchuvaso, right? He made a circle the entire year around all of Israel. Chuvaso, right? The closing of the circle was in Ramah. That's where he lived, in Ramatayim Sofim. Kisham Beso, that's where he lived. Amazingly, the word tshuva here in this context means full circle. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his Sefer Al HaTshuva, which were lectures written by one of his students that he gave over many, many years about tshuva, use this pasuk. You see here that tshuva returned to what? Full circle. And someone's able to like close a circle in their life. They had things that they needed to work on, difficulties, challenges, you know, relationships. Come back full circle. That's tshuva, coming back full circle. Kisham beso, the sham shafat is Israel. From there, he judge the people, Vayiven Sham Mizbeach LaHashem, and he built a Mizbeach in the city of Ramah. Next week, or next time we learn, we'll learn more about Shmuel and what happens when Shmuel is getting older. Shmuel, the Jewish people have like a love fest with Shmuel. They really, you see, from this point forth, there's nothing happens that's so bad in the times of Shmuel. He doesn't have control over them, but the leadership is so strong that they do very little that is wrong in his times. The fighting is more, we'll see what happens, but the enemies are subdued, people are behaving, more or less, and we'll see what happens when things are a little bit quiet, what happens next in Sefer Shmuel. Yeah. Where, sorry, which? Pasuk Dalet? Is it Dalet? Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. Vayasiru b'nei Yisrael es ha'ba'al, and they removed.
So the English of translates as they put it away. Uh-huh. They got rid of them.
Yeah, I don't love this translation of this website. It's very big print. And you could print, yeah. It's easy to print out. Yes. No.
It's not a Jewish website. It's not for Jews.
Double check. I don't think that's accurate. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, maybe.
This concept of Shmuel going himself.
Yeah.
This is contrary to what Hashem said to Moshe. And he said we should get it.
Ooh, okay. Very good.
Here, this is Shmuel going by himself.
Very good. So, yeah. So Milti raised a very fascinating point. Is that, was this good? Was this a good decision of Shmuel to do a lot of this on his own? Should he have delegated? Did Moshe lose out by delegating? Meaning, it's a reality that you need to delegate, but it's something lost when delegation happens. It's great discussion. Maybe we'll see what happens next, and maybe that's going to be related to this.
Just one more point about the walls.